Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today and for the next several days, we're talking all about raising capital. And we're doing a deep dive on the five principles of raising capital that I wrote in my book, Magnetic Capital. So far, yesterday and the day before, we've talked about the first two of the five principles, relationship and trust. Today, we're going to be talking about results. And then over the next couple of days, we'll be talking about the last two principles, having a compelling opportunity, and finally, alignment. So today we're going to do a deep dive on results. In order for investors to be comfortable working with you, they want to see your track record. They want to know that you have the ability to multiply their money and do it consistently. Track record is extremely important. It's really a subset of trust, but it's so important that it merits its own category. This is one that new investors in particular struggle with a little bit because every time you do a new project, you don't have a track record with that specific type of project. You may have done flips, you may have done renovations, you may even have other multifamily buildings in your portfolio, but they're not exactly like the one you're contemplating doing. So you might be saying, how do I get started? If I can't get a track record, how can I raise money? If I can't raise money, how can I get a track record? I'm stuck. Well, the thing to remember is that business is a team sport. It's not like your grade 3 math test where if you're looking on your neighbor's paper, you're cheating. It is a team sport. If you don't have the track record, join a business that does have the track record. Maybe go work for somebody for a period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, where you can legitimately borrow some of the track record from the people you're working with because you know what? You've earned it. Doesn't have to be a long-term or 10-year commitment, but enough for you to gain that track record so when you go out on your own, you have that credibility. And that's the key. In fact, you can often bring people into your business with complementary skills. Not only you can, you actually must bring people into your business with complementary skills because no one individual has all the skills necessary to do every aspect of any business. You're going to specialize in one aspect, and you're going to need to bring in people who have the opposite skills, the things that you're missing, so that they complement you. At the end of the day, you have a fully functioning business. Now, you might be saying, well, I can't afford to bring more people in because these projects are too small. Well, I encounter that very often when I talk to new investors. They're trying to do projects that are too small, and that's one of the most difficult things to do. It's actually easier to go bigger. And I can tell you this from firsthand experience. It is actually easier to go bigger. So if you're looking to put together a track record, go work with someone who does, develop your track record, and raising money will be very easy. In the meantime, go out, make some awesome things happen, have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.